Welcome to worship today on this day that God has given us. Let us rejoice in it. Remember that we have a meeting of the congregation following worship, and we'll just stay where we are. There are two items of business to attend to, the question of joining the NAACC and the question of adding a new section to our bylaws that will permit us to retain our tax-exempt status. Please stay for the meeting, since this work requires not only a quorum, but the active involvement of everyone. Today we continue to read from the Heidelberg Catechism, and since for the foreseeable future we will not be singing the hymns, I may select some for their content that we would otherwise not use, since they may be less than singable to us. And if anyone wants to help with the big white memorial sign, reworking it, the one over next to the parking lot, let me know. We will need to start work on it soon, and can do it in the morning and afternoon shifts, since the sun beats on one side or the other, depending on the hour of the day. Let us prepare to worship God. Please join in the call to worship. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it, to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word, accepting my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever, to the end. Let's join in the gathering prayer of confession. Whenever we come before the Lord, we should come in thanksgiving for what we have been given. Yet we need also to come in humility, for our faithfulness does not match God's generosity. Let us pray. Lord of all life, we come to you this morning with praise and thanks for your goodness, but we also come mindful of our own shortcomings. Made to serve, we have sought first our own comfort. Made to grow, we have been satisfied to stay as we are. Made to love, we have put ourselves first. Forgive us, we pray, and help us reorder our lives according to the example of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. When we turn from worship of self, God is waiting to forgive our sins and restore our lives. Let us praise God.